The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Former pitching star Roger Clemens is a free man, and more important, his stats won't carry an asterisk. The only jury he has to face now? The sports writers who stand between him and the Hall of Fame. More after this from Charlie. It was this statement in 2008 that got Roger Clemens into trouble.
Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
Prosecutors said they had evidence that, in fact, he had. Teammate Andy Pettitte testified he heard Clemens himself mention it, but he wilted under cross-examination, finally admitting there was a 50-50 chance he'd misunderstood what Clemens was saying. The other key witness was Brian McNamee, Clemens' former workout coach, who said he had personally injected Roger Clemens. He even claimed to have needles and cotton balls containing Clemens' DNA. But it came out that he'd stored the evidence in a crumpled beer can. And by the time defense attorney Rusty Hardin was finished, the prosecution's case was pretty much crumpled, too.
It has been 4.5 years since we've listened to a picture that doesn't match up at all with the man we have grown to know and love. He's a hell of a man.
All you media guys that know me and followed my career, put a lot of hard work into that career.
So Clemens walks, and federal prosecutors go down swinging, as they did against Barry Bonds, who after an 8-year investigation for allegedly juicing up was convicted on only one count of misleading a grand jury. There are fans who are still convinced Clemens is guilty, and sports writers who still plan to punish him by keeping him out of the Hall of Fame in this year's voting. But the next time Congress is tempted to investigate steroid use in baseball, maybe someone should ask where the Constitution says that's any of Congress's business. I've actually checked. The Constitution has about as much to say about drugs as the New Testament has to say about birth control. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.